Finally today, a window into a bit of Poland's musical history. Not ancient history, we're talking communist Poland around the 1960s and 70s. Back then, regular vinyl records were hard to get in the country, so a unique industry sprang up, making sound postcards. They were actual postcards, the kind you send through the mail, but one side was laminated plastic covered in grooves, both literal and metaphorical. Poles could put the postcard on their record player and listen to unauthorized copies of Western pop songs and some Polish tunes as well. Matt Schultz is an Australian living in Poland. He's also a collector of Polish sound postcards.
I found Polish sound postcards in a place called Hala Targowa in Krakow, which is a kind of flea market that takes place every Sunday there. It's almost like a museum. You see all these different periods in Polish history there when you walk around, from Second World War, First World War, communism. And Polish sound postcards are one of these artifacts. On the back, they look pretty much like a normal postcard, and then on the front, there's an image, and it may be a kind of traditional postcard image, or it can be a really beautiful graphic design. Also, there's a song there which has been pressed into laminate, so it's a kind of low-quality recording of a song which might be a hit from the late 60s or 70s. There were bigger companies that made them, and then there were smaller kiosks. So, for example, in these kiosks, there was someone sitting inside who would press the card for you. You'd choose the song, and then you would choose the card, and you could also make a greeting before the song. So you could say, you know, happy birthday, Mom. And they're actually some of the most interesting ones to listen to, because there's this voice at the beginning speaking in Polish.
W dniu twych imienin przesyłam ci moc gorących życzeń, dużo zdrowia wraz z piosenką.
And then the song starts. There's no correlation between the image on the front of the cards and the song. So, for example, you can have a Donna Summer song, which is connected with a photograph of a cat. And you look at them and you think, "What? How did they choose this?"
Matt Schultz is one of the organizers of Unsound, a Polish music festival that opens in New York on Thursday. He'll be showing his collection of sound postcards there, some of which you can see and hear online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.